Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Catholics in Connecticut found out Tuesday newly revealed allegations of abuse by dozens of Archdiocese of Hartford clergy. The Archdiocese of Hartford released names of 48 clergy it said had been the subject of credible allegations of sexual abuse since 1953, when the Archdiocese was founded. Church leadership also revealed it has paid $50.6 million to settle 142 sexual abuse claims. Insurance covered $26.1 million. The rest came from church coffers. The overwhelming majority of covered claims dating before 1990, according to the Archdiocese. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sego said yesterday anglers should be cautious when ice fishing. This past week's cold spell improved conditions for ice fishing across New York, according to the commissioner. Still, anglers should keep safety in mind and test the ice before venturing out. 4 inches of solid ice is usually safe for anglers on foot. However, ice thickness can vary on water bodies, and even on the same water body, anglers should be particularly wary of areas of moving water and around boat docks and houses where bubblers may have been installed to reduce ice buildup. In honor of Martin Luther King, the Northeast Militant Library is exploring how civil disobedience has been used in protesting injustices and securing rights and liberties throughout history. A discussion will take place at 6:30 at the Annex on Century Boulevard. Details, 518-789-3340 or nemilitantlibrary.org. Region 1 ABC Committee will have a meeting 7 until 8 p.m. at the high school. Meanwhile, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has their meeting. That is set for Thursday. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The next supper is set for this Friday of soup, salad, bread, and dessert. This month, free will offerings for the supper will be used to purchase equipment for the church kitchen that'll make prepping easier and serving safer. The church is located on Church Street in Pine Plains. In Stanfordville, the Stanfordville Grange is holding its annual defensive driving course on Saturday, January 26th at the Grange Hall, Route 82 in Stanfordville, 9 until 3 p.m. The cost is $35 per person. Lunch is provided with a free will offering asked. More information, contact Ryan at 845-868-7869. The Roloff Jansen Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, holding a story time and crafts fair for all preschoolers accompanied by caregivers. This and every Saturday between 10:30 and 11:30. More information at 518-325-4101. The Rudolph Steiner School launches their spring puppet play series at the Mason Library on Main Street in Great Barrington. The free event takes place at 11:30 on Saturday. More information at 413-528-4001. Coming up Saturday at 2 p.m., curators tour of the new exhibit at Sharon Cures, Centuries of Medicine in One Small Town at the Sharon Historical Society, sharonhist.org, for more information. The exhibit, Emily Rutgers Fuller's Landscapes, Ins and Outs, January 26th through March 2nd, the reception this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. This month, the Bach Gallery in Sharon will transform into the Bach Cabaret Club, presenting Broadway divas Jana Robbins and Haley Swindell. We Just Move On, The Songs of Candor and Ebb, Saturday, 5:30 Cocktails and Hors d'oeuvres, 6:30 Performance. For tickets and more information, sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469, extension 100. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 301.87 yesterday at 24,404.48. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,020.36 and the S&P 500 at 2632.90. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.